Aquascapes and Landscaping on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.
A little seed for me to sow, a little earth to make it grow. A little hole, a little pat, a little wish, and that is that. A little sun, a little shower, a little while, and then a flower.
I've planted tomatoes, lettuce and some flowers before. I didn't eat the lettuce, but I ate the tomatoes.
What went wrong with the lettuce?
I don't like it.
That's 10-year-old Chloe from Deatingate School in Wetherby, where they've been learning about growing sunflowers. Now, I was very excited to take a visit to the school because it was my primary school. I haven't been there in a very long time. But Aquascapes and Landscaping have launched a competition which children from any local school can enter.
In September, we will judge who's grown the tallest sunflower, all right? And you'll win a prize of £25 cash and £100 for your school. But also, it's not just this school. It's open to other schools in the area. So you're in direct competition with schools and nurseries in the area.
That's Rob from Aquascapes and Landscaping, with a class of Year 5s at the Wetherby School. So it's officially game on. Who can grow the tallest sunflower? First things first, if you or your children fancy having a go, how do we get started? All you'll need is a small pot, some compost and a sunflower seed. Alternatively, you can just put it straight in the ground if you want to.
Right, so one at a time, if you get your pot, just fill it with compost over the bag so anything that falls back into the bag's not making a mess. Doesn't matter what size the seeds are, some are a little bit bigger than others, but doesn't matter.
What type of sunflowers are these, Rob?
These are single Russian, just a single flower, giant sunflower, so you can get different varieties that will have multi-heads. So get your pot full of compost, little hole in the middle, 2 centimetres deep, put your seed in the middle, and just pot it over like that, OK? Now, really, sunflowers can be planted directly into your garden, but obviously for this exercise, we're putting them into pots, which is not a problem. You can put them, take them home, put them on a windowsill, get them to germinate to start with, growing, and then once the roots start to show at the bottom of the pot, you can then put them in the garden. It's a nice sunny spot. When the compost looks a little dry, just give them another water, but once they're in the ground, once a week, something like that, you can use a liquid feed. Look after them, keep them staked, because if you don't stake them, get a windy day, it'll blow them over. So you need to support them.
I had a go at planting a sunflower too, and whilst I was there, talked to some of the 9 and 10-year-olds, 2 Thomases, Chloe, Zane and Esme.
What we're going to be doing is we're going to be making the biggest sunflower and we're going to be going up against other schools.
How tall do you think it's going to get?
I have no idea.
Have you got a place where you think it's going to go yet?
Maybe in the front garden.
If you win the £25, what are you going to spend it on?
Lego. Harry Potter Lego.
Have you done much gardening before?
Oh, yeah, I do lots and lots. We grow some strawberries. Raspberries. Some pumpkins. Tomatoes.
Why do you think it's important to know how to garden and grow stuff?
Because if you don't have a shop near you, you can grow food.
So you get your hand in the soil and then you put it in your pot until it's full, and then you flat pan it down. Now I'm putting my finger in it 2 centimetres deep so then I can put my seed in it and cover it up seed, and then done.
I've been planting a sunflower.
Have you done much gardening before?
A bit. I've grown spinach and strawberries.
And do you like spinach and strawberries?
Yeah.
And what do you think you're going to do if you win the tallest sunflower? You're going to get £25 from Aquascapes and Landscaping. What are you going to do with that money?
Save it.
Save it? What are you saving for?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Just save money.
What do you think Deaton Gates Primary School should spend the £100 on?
Maybe new equipment and maybe more stuff to plant with, like plant pots and seeds, do more gardening during school time.
I was also allowed to plant a sunflower, and it's currently taking pride of place on the windowsill of the Stray FM studio. But whilst I was planting my seed, I asked Rob from Aquascapes and Landscaping about the competition.
Basically just for a bit of fun, really. It was obviously gets out of our job for a little bit, but it was just to promote our Facebook page, which is Aquascapes Landscaping Weatherby. Like our page and get planting, basically. So we'll draw the winner in September. It's open to all schools and nurseries in the area. Anybody can get involved, basically, just like the page. We will at some point be asking people to send a photograph, post it on the page just so we can see how people are progressing,
okay,
making sure they're doing it all right.
How am I doing? I've done my sunflower down here.
Yeah, so as to say, we put them in pots for today, so just for the children to be able to plant them up. You get better results if you put them straight into the garden in May time, once the frosts, there's less chance of a frost coming. So, but it's not a problem. Put them in the pot, wait for them to germinate, stick them on a window ledge or in the greenhouse if you've got one, wait for them to have sprouted. Then you can transfer them into a garden, nice sunny area, give them a good watering, make sure it's staked on a regular basis, and just let it go. Keep watering it, let it go. Have a good, decent summer.
So on your marks, get set, grow. If you are primary school aged and would like to enter the sunflower growing competition to be in with a chance of winning not only £25 for yourself, but £100 for your school, you can find out more details on the Facebook page of Aquascapes and Landscaping, or alternatively, you can find links to the page at strayfm.com/home. Good luck!
Aquascapes and Landscaping on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.